You know, when we think about the eldership, leadership of the church, so often, in fact, I would say a great percentage of our focus is always on the responsibilities of the elders, the qualifications of elders, the things that the elders do, why we have elders, and all of that. And those are very important things. But I'm afraid sometimes we don't spend enough time and give enough thought to what the congregation's duty to the eldership is. This morning, I'd like for us to study a lesson entitled Responding to Our Shepherds. We're going to begin first with a text from Hebrews chapter 13, verse 17, reading from the New American Standard Version. The writer says, "Obey your leaders and submit to them, for they keep watch over your souls as those who shall give an account. Let them do this with joy and not with grief, for this would be unprofitable for you." Now, according to that text, and I hope you noticed the fact that God has placed a great emphasis on the work of the elders in watching over souls. Indeed, there are a great many areas for oversight that the elders are responsible for. Finances, buildings and grounds, ministers, Sunday school programs, and the list could go quite long if we were to try to enumerate and list everything that the elders are responsible for ultimately in the local congregation. However, I believe the main concern for elders is souls. Souls have to be guarded against false teachers and disruptive, divisive doctrines. Souls sometimes get involved in sin and must be warned, sometimes even disciplined, for their own spiritual deliverance. Souls often need to be encouraged to hold on, to go on, to endure for the Lord's service. All the while, souls many times are very fragile. Some are at various stages of spiritual growth, various stages of spiritual maturity, and ultimately the elders, in the final sense, are responsible in the local congregation for those souls. What an important work. And God says it should be done with joy and not with grief. Appreciative, responsive church members are the only ones who can make the elders' work a joy. In fact, this morning, in addition to that text from Hebrews, I'd like for us to briefly note some things that make up the proper response to our leaders. And let's look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 12 and 13. Paul says there, "But we request of you, brethren, that you appreciate those who diligently labor among you and have charge over you in the Lord, and give you instruction, and that you esteem them very highly in love because of their work. Live at peace with one another." I want to suggest two or three things to us very briefly that ought to have quite a bit to do with our response to our shepherds. Number one, and very simply, we must appreciate them. You'll notice in the text that we just read there from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 12, Paul said, "But we request of you, brethren, that you appreciate those who diligently labor among you. Now, I'm pretty sure that that directive goes a lot further than just going up to our elders and giving them a pat on the back and mumbling a word of thanks once a year or so, probably at Christmas time when it's convenient to do so. I think there's more to it than that. In fact, sometimes in understanding a particular text, it's helpful to compare several translations, and I'd like for us to do that. First of all, the King James Version says that we are to know them in that text, where the New American Standard says, appreciate those who diligently labor among you. The King James says, to know those who diligently labor among you. The New King James says, and we urge you, brethren, to recognize those who labor among you. The English Standard Version says, we ask you, brothers, to respect those who labor among you. The New Living Translation adds just another term that fits in with all of these others. It says, dear brothers and sisters, honor those who are your leaders in the Lord's work. Now, from all of those different renderings, I think we can easily bring into focus the instruction that Paul is giving to us here regarding our elders, our shepherds. We are called here to know who they are, to understand what they are, to respond to them in the proper way. We must honor and respect what they are and what they do. We must recognize the fact that we are all, as members of a congregation of God's people, we are all recipients of the benefit of their hard work. Secondly, I want to suggest to you that there are some reasons why. One of the favorite things of our culture today is to ask why. If we've got to appreciate them, and if appreciating them involves things like knowing them and recognizing them and respecting them and honoring them and understanding what they do and relating to what they do and knowing that we are the recipients of the benefits of what they do, why? Why are we supposed to appreciate them? Why? Paul answers that question. He says, first of all, they diligently labor among us. You don't need me to tell you that one who diligently labors is not a slacker, not a deadbeat, not somebody who's just hanging around or somebody who just has their name on the letterhead, somebody who's just recognized as a figurehead because they've been around all of their lives. They diligently labor among. Most of the translations in this particular verse use the terms work hard. They work hard. In fact, brethren, from everything that I read in Scripture, if they don't work hard at their responsibilities, they wouldn't be our leaders. We wouldn't have chosen them to be our leaders. They wouldn't have met the requirements, the qualities set forth in the Word. That's part of being a shepherd, is to labor diligently among the flock. When a congregation, upon examination of the qualities set forth in Scripture, chooses men to be their elders, they must do so with this task, this diligent labor in mind. And that's why we can always rest assured that those who are named as elders of a congregation, if they meet the Scripture's requirements and the qualities in their lives, they're hard workers. They're hard workers. There's something else Paul says here in that text. He says, they have charge over us in the Lord. Appreciate those who diligently labor among you and have charge over you in the Lord. If I understand this correctly, in order for the elders to have charge over us, then we've got to be willing to be under their charge. This is instructed in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 17, the verse that we read at the very beginning. It said, obey your leaders and submit to them. The responsibility is ours to obey and to submit. But the point of discussion here was, why are we to appreciate them? Well, the Hebrew writer emphasizes that fact when you go on and read the rest of that verse that we read at the very beginning. He says, they have charge over us. They keep watch over our souls. A third reason we should appreciate them, we should respect them, we should honor our elders, is the fact Paul says that they admonish us. He says they give you instruction. Listen again to the writer of Hebrews chapter 13 verse 7. Remember those who led you, who spoke the word of God to you, and considering the result of their conduct, imitate their faith. Our elders are ultimately responsible for all of the instruction and teaching that we get here at Redland Road, whether they do it directly themselves or whether it's done by someone that they have charged with the responsibility to teach. They are ultimately responsible for the teaching that is done. It is they who admonish us. The bottom line is that they are men of faith. And the writer says there, imitate their faith. Implied in that instruction is the fact that they have something worth imitating, that they're setting an example for us to follow. And again, when a congregation chooses someone to be an elder, they're not going to choose someone who is unfaithful to the church or someone who does not have a strong faith. In order for that individual to meet the qualities set forth in God's Word, what the writer of Hebrews says here has to be true. They've got to have a faith worthy of imitating. The third thing that I'd like for us to see regarding our response to our shepherds is in the last part of that verse, or in fact verse 13 of 1 Thessalonians 5. We must esteem them very highly in love. To esteem them very highly means to hold them in the highest regard. The New Century Version renders it this way: respect them with a very special love. And then Paul adds this. He says, because of their work. Because of the work that they do. We've come full circle back to the fact and the idea that elders have to work hard. They labor diligently. And Paul says we should esteem them very highly in love, because of the work that they do. You know, at the very beginning of our study, we said that God's top priority for elders is souls. Our souls. Your soul, my soul. And as they watch on behalf of our souls, as the Hebrew writer said, we've got a responsibility to see to it that they are able to do that with joy and not with grief. I have known of a number of different situations where people would, when approached about serving as an elder, would say, not on your life. I wouldn't willingly subject myself to being kicked around and treated the way elders get treated in this not this congregation, but the person said that about the congregation where he worked, where he labored. He said, I wouldn't willingly put myself in that situation. I have literally seen situations where elders serving the local congregation are pretty much roasted and peeled off the bone for lunch at Sunday dinner in some homes. See to it that they're able to do so with joy. The work of an elder has to be one of the most rewarding jobs that a person could hold in doing the Lord's work. But it also has the potential, because of us, because of how we are or how we would be, it has the potential to being one of the most miserable tasks that a fellow could ever be saddled with. And you know, I believe that's exactly why the writer of Hebrews, by inspiration of the Holy Spirit, wrote those words. Obey your leaders and submit to them, for they keep watch over your souls as those who will give an account. Let them do this with joy and not with grief, as this would be unprofitable for you. Again, appreciative, responsive church members. That's us. That's you and me. Enable their elders to do their job with joy.